2300.
We are joined now by District 20B, States 20B. David Bly. Yeah. You know, we go through this. It's been 20B for, 8 years now.
Yeah, I know.
I still can't get it right. David, thank you so much for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it. David is our state representative for this district. Let's talk about this week at the legislature. We'll start off by talking about tonight. Everybody will be taking a break and either be there or watching the television. Or something as Governor Dayton gives the State of the State address. Yeah. This will be his last one.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I haven't gotten any predictions about what he's going to talk about, but it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say. He certainly knows this is the last speech he's going to give.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, I don't know if you remember the last speech he gave. We had kind of a scare. He fainted near the end of it, because of some dehydration. I guess he wasn't drinking enough water, but. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what he has to say.
All right. Let's talk about the session. A lot of things going on, nothing going on. It's kind of an odd time in the session in that a lot of input is being gathered. And, boy, talking with you and also Senator Dreheim, lots and lots of bills that people keep coming
up
with.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, it's I don't know that they'll, many of them will not get a hearing. So, I think part of the reason we're seeing that is that there are a number of legislators who get requests from constituents or people that they have worked with in the past who want to make sure they get that bill in. It's understandable that you're trying get things in. We're coming very close to the deadline. I should have looked it up to make sure I knew, but I believe the first deadline is next Friday, not this Friday, but the following. And, policy bills have to be through all of the various hoops in order to be, included or to advance. And then the week after that, it'll be all the finance bills, if there are many. This isn't supposed to be necessarily a finance year, but we have a small surplus, $319 million. So there are people who have their eyes set on that money and would like to see it go to a cause that they would like to see. I know that this is a bonding year, and we are hoping for a healthy bonding bill. One of the issues that I've been meeting with some people in the county about is a mental health issue. There is a bonding proposal for money to be set aside for grants to build a facility where you could have kind of emergency mental health and chemical health beds for those people who need them in an emergency, which is something that Rice County is lacking, and we have to send people far away in order to get them the emergency help that they may need. I would say too that I think mental health is something that is difficult to really provide the needs for, in part because of the way that it's funded, and insurance companies have kind of balked at, even though they're supposed to have parity for mental health issues and regular health issues, they're not necessarily following through on that. And so it's difficult to, when you don't get funding, it's difficult to propose a treatment place for it or to provide staff for that. And that's another issue for outstate Minnesota, is that it's really hard to attract mental health workers or staff that might work with them out to the outlying areas. And it's a problem that we as a state really should face up to and try to solve.
Yeah, I talked to, we have our local law enforcement officials who seem to be really the loudest, talking the loudest about that, because they're right there. They see it every day. They see crimes committed by people who have mental illnesses that probably would not be committing crimes otherwise. So at the front line, I hear all the complaints, no place to go, what do you do with them? And they're standing there with their hands up. Is the whole topic gaining some momentum on the state level, on the national level? Are we going to see more action addressing this in, let's say, the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, I hope so. I mean, there was actually in 2016 a work group organized by the governor to deal with this, and we thought that perhaps 2017 would be the year when we would really take action on it. And we had this health insurance crisis that you will remember well.
Sure.
And that became the topic of discussion more than mental health.
Mm-hmm.
I think something that has reinvigorated, of course, is the, unfortunately, the gun deaths that we've seen happen that cause people to say, well, there must be something wrong with that person that mm-hmm. would commit a crime like that, and raises our awareness about it. You know, this goes back a number of years, I think, in the sense that there was a, rightfully so, I think people wanted to see people who had mental illness out of those institutions that sort of block them off from mm-hmm. Having a fulfilling life, if
sure.
they could. And the idea was that we were going to have community resources for those people if we brought them into the community. And it really hasn't followed. You know, we've neglected that.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that, you know, we should be really attending to and taking greater care and making sure that they get the services that they need. You know, unfortunately, though, you know, when you look at other kind of related issues, either with the disabled or with the elderly, the state is responsible for funding those institutions to a degree so that they can hire staff at a, you know, with a mm-hmm. pay scale that warrants, you know, the quality workers and the kinds of things that you'd want to have. And we just haven't followed through on that either. So I think it's a difficult thing to really move forward in many respects because, you know, you can't necessarily count on the funding being there to take care of this. My proposal for single-payer health care would be, I think, a better way of providing these kind of services across the board. But that's, again, is a difficult thing to push forward because you're going against a traditional way or a way that we've, for many years, funded health care through insurance companies or through Medicare or Medicaid now that have been around for a while. It's difficult to move away from that idea. And yet, if you look at the tremendous costs that go into the kind of private insurance system that we have, where you have multiple plans and providers that add to administration and add to other kinds of costs that are a problem. But, you know, we have political differences that mm-hmm. keep us from coming together and making a decision to solve a problem.
We're talking once again with State Representative David Bly from District 20B. Let's talk about your committee work. Are you still on both the education funding and policy?
I'm on education policy.
Okay.
I'm on agriculture policy and
okay.
finance. One of the issues that we have coming up in agriculture tomorrow is the Department of Ag's nitrogen study or the nitrogen mm-hmm. rule that they have recommended. And that's controversial because it affects how much it's actually been pared down a fair amount, so it's less restrictive than it was perhaps originally proposed. This is something that goes back to 1989, I think, when we originally started to address the issue of nitrates and nitrogen into our water systems. And you know, so we're finally getting around to having a rule established now because mm-hmm. there's so much resistance to, agriculture being told what to do. They argue that they're developing good ways of dealing with the application of nitrogen, but it still remains a problem. So, one of the recommendations in the rule is that there would be no application of nitrogen in the fall, which makes sense if you're going to put nitrogen or fertilizer on past a certain date when the ground could be frozen mm-hmm. or there could be snow, and you know what happens when spring comes, all that nitrogen just flows off into the streams rather than being applied to the mm-hmm. to the ground as you might want it. So that's an issue that I think probably does need some attention. anyway.
All right. Representative Bly, we're just about out of time. Is there anything else you want to bring up while we have you here? Have you been hearing quite a bit from, is this the time of year you're hearing a lot from the constituents?
Yes, yes, it is. In fact, both the superintendent from Northfield, Matt Hillman, and from Tri-City United Schools over in Montgomery came to see me yesterday and talked about some of the things that they're concerned about, and talked a fair amount about safe schools and what's the best way to achieve safe schools, and about, you know, in general their kind of anxiety about not, you know, do I dare leave the district knowing what's happened in Florida, and could that happen here? And so it's created quite a bit of anxiety for those folks about how do we deal with this, and, you know, looking for good guidance and help from the state on what to do. So, yeah.
All right. Well, Representative Bly, we thank you so much for coming in today. Yes, really appreciate it, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Yes, right.
State Representative David Bly. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota.